3.3 Post Meditation Dharma Sharing. You can now slowly and mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the mind states you need to live life and to develop the daily mindfulness awareness to be aware throughout the day, leading to heedfulness.
So these are all very clearly translated instructions. Whatever I share is all there. So when you have the transcript clearly spelled out, you just read to understand. Don't be sophisticated. Understand or not? I say now, slowly. Slowly means don't do it in a hurry. Understand? Means the awareness and that thing move as one. Means from your awareness, you become aware of whatever that move. Like I said, the blinking of the eye. If you can be aware of the blinking of the eye, do you know that process? A lot of things happen. It's not only that blinking of that movement inside there, a lot of things happen. Then also your other part of the facial also move together with it. That's why when you are mindful, anapanasati, I remember in the early day, one breath, breathing in, so many things inside there. A lot of clarity. And breathing out also same. That's why when you are mindful, it's like magnifying a lot of things. You are not using your thought to perceive them or know them. The awareness. That's why the awareness is spacious. Just an awareness. And it's like one with everything you come to be aware. No perception. That is the one. And that one, it's like the whole thing become very clear to you, magnify. A lot of things inside there. Try to maintain whatever inner peace. You know what is inner peace? Inner calmness and inner awareness. So if you maintain all this, you don't think. Do you think or not? When you maintain the peacefulness, the calmness, and the awareness that you have developed, you don't think that will lead to continuity of sati, understand or not? That's why without that awareness, nature, sati, you cannot develop continuity on. Cannot, the thought will come in on. Very fast they intrude. That's why people with depression, they have big problem because they cannot control the thought. You think the thought until it's so, so intense, means like a cocoon of thought. You keep on letting that thought repeat. Then this thought, you want to stop also cannot. It will intrude, come in or no. Understand not? Intrusive. They are very powerful one. That's why it can cause you suicidal thought. It can torment you and make you mentally miserable. And a lot of people after that, they got insomnia. They cannot sleep. They become miserable. That's why a depressed person, a lot of suicidal thought. A lot of these people came to see me. Then after they recover, they told me, yeah, Brother Teo, the suicidal thought just come on. I mean, your own thought telling you, might as well die. Suffer until like that, still don't want to die. So a lot of those with depression, they cannot understand the thought process and how they entangle themselves through what? Sakayadity, self-delusion. Because you take the phenomenal world as so real, understand not? You become sad, you become miserable, you think until you become depressed. Didn't do what? There must be something hitting you, understand? The first noble truth, reality. And the most common one is divorce, relationship. Relationship make a lot of people very, very sad and depressed. And they can really go cuckoo. Then the other one is when you have traumatic disease, that fear intensifying, that worry, that anxiety, then sometimes the painful feeling. That's why sometimes this cancer patient, the doctor have to inject what they call, what is that drug already? Morphine. Otherwise they cannot take it. Very painful. Because this type of traumatic disease, when it attacks, the suffering is really, really very intense. So, to understand all this, you need to ask yourself, if the Buddha's teaching is, you are born of your karma, and your karma conditions, point where you are what you are because of your karma, and you reap what you sow, means what? You must have caused people, a lot of people, a lot of this type of suffering, pain. That's why when the time comes, you become the victim. You get it through all this. And the amount of mental agony, suffering, and misery that you cause people, the more you cause, all this consciousness that they experience inflict back to you alone. You see? How intense is it? And not for one life or no. As long as you never learn, keep on coming. So the reason why, under the advice of Buddha, he used the word sabba papasa akaranang. Sabbe is all. Papasa is avoid. Akaranang. All evil, avoid. And the advice is really true one, no? Because he is a Sammasambuddha himself. And he really knows this thing inside out. Because he, after he became the Sammasambuddha, you remember in the sutta is mentioned, after he became the Sammasambuddha, then for 1 week he contemplated. Then I think under the know what watch, he saw his own past life. 1, 2, hundreds of thousands until millions, unending. Then he saw other beings, how they take birth, rebirth, based on karma, law of karma, and paticca samuppada. That's why he witnessed all this, though. That's why he's a fully enlightened one. Asana. So, a person who has witnessed all this and gone through all this, because of the perfection, the ability to actually understand all this, his advice, you somehow don't want to listen. I wish you luck. Because if you check his teaching, so precise, do you realize? And all interconnected, and he never contradicted himself or not. But the commentator, when they translate, they use a lot of wrong words, contradict themselves. Because what has been realized is something that is beyond thought, beyond time, beyond psychological time. So if you use your normal thinking process to understand this and do the translation, very difficult to get it right on. In fact, a lot of things, they fail to develop the actual understanding, but they come up with a lot of words. Like heedfulness, appamada. A lot of translation use the English word heedfulness. There is another translation use the word vigilant, be vigilant. So the actual meaning of heedfulness is ever mindful, constantly meditating. But they didn't pick it up, Dhammapada verse 23. And they cannot understand the word ever mindful. Because to them, mindfulness is like to note. No? Understand? No? To note is not mindful. No? You remember Krishnamurti say, focus attention? Become a thought, isn't it? Yeah, you shrink your awareness and focus on something else. Specific phenomenal awareness, you don't focus on. Your awareness is with the phenomenon. Your spacious is the whole nature, awareness, nature, aware. And no word on. That's why he can develop the direction. He can see things as they are. You cannot argue on. We have no word on. Everybody see the same thing. The only difference is you use your eye to see. You colorblind. You cannot see certain color. That is the only difference. The other fellow who is not colorblind can see the other color. But they will see things as they are, without the word, without the concept, without any ego or atta or whatever. That's why it's not a being. It cannot come out and live life. But it's a nature within each and every living being. And that is the nature that arises from the source. The first thing to come out is that one. And that one is the nature that is responsible for the creation process. The mundane mind, the thinking mind, the five aggregate form. And then from there, it creates through senses the phenomenal world of consciousness. That consciousness is the one. Yeah, how do you know the world? How do you interact with the world? Through consciousness. But through consciousness, no word. So you need the aggregates of mind from the mundane mind. The word come in, understand? The sensation come in. There's a human being, they start to evolve and develop spoken language, understand? Dialect. Then after that, they like become more smart. They create words. They create terminology. That's how all these things become what it is today. But through that, because you want to have more knowledge, you divide a lot of things and cause psychological conflict, understand? Suffering, attachment. But when you divide, the egoic mind doesn't understand. So you take side, understand? One word, race. Wow. All different race argue. Religion, another word. All different religion argue. Because everybody has their own unique definition of what their religion is, what their race is. If that race, there is a culture that follow. That's why culture all this divide. And every time you want to share or discuss something, you will argue on. There is conflict on. Because your perspective of that race and religion is they are different from yours, understand? It different means what? You want to defend yourself, yours more superior. That's why duality, they will create all the argument, misunderstanding, conflict and chaos in the world. Even at the expense of war, people go to war just because of difference of opinion or ideology or anger or hatred or for revenge. That's why the mundane mind has become like that. But initially, before that nature come out, if you live from there, you realize that one cannot come out and live life. So what you expect the world to be? That's why you say like that, no fun. You want fun, I create the mundane mind for you. Then from there, it projects through the consciousness. Then, a lot of things, like very real, a lot of fun, got sensation, got feeling, can perceive, can create all the words and all those things. And when you really look at it, you are amazed at nature. How nature evolved all this. And how you end up where you are. Do you realize after you get lost from here, this one can take you where? Not only Holland, no. All over the Rhine, the whole universe. That is the extent of danger and delusion.